Greetings, this is Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach, and this episode is brought to you by To Empower You, a podcast dedicated to helping young adults and young couples achieve their goals and dreams from a biblical context. Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to To Empower You. I am your host once again, Thomas A. DeLoach, and I'm so glad you decided to connect with me for these few moments in time. And on today's show, I want to talk about learning from mistakes with faith. This is a teaching podcast, so go and grab your Bibles as always and take some notes. I got a really good one for you today. As always, we start off our show with a quote of the day. And it goes like this: embrace the wisdom hidden in the shadows of your mistakes, for therein lies the light to illuminate your path forward. Now let's look here together, if you can, in Proverbs chapter 28. We're going to look here at verse number 13. My translation is the Living Bible. You may be reading from another particular version, but this one, in my opinion, is a really good rendition of this scripture. Notice what it says. A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. I'm going to read this again. A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful, but if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. Man, you could miss this if you tried. It's right here in black and white. I really do believe that a lot of our problems today in our world is connected to one thing, a refusal to admit. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's who we think we are. But according to the scripture, when we refuse to admit that we were the one that did it, we can't get another chance. I just want you to realize that sometimes we're trying to figure out why certain doors closed and they never opened up. Why the wheel never came back around again in your life. Could it be that you closed your own door because of a refusal to admit that you messed up? I'm telling you, man, it is so difficult for people to admit their part in this. Anytime I'm counseling somebody, they'll come to me and they'll ask me certain things. I say to them, what part of this were you culpable in? In other words, what part did you do? And it's all the time, seems like people will say, they'll start blame deflecting. Well, it was, they did this, that they did that. But we're not talking about what they did. We're talking about what you did. And here's the thing that people do not see. They don't see that until you come clean, you can't get another crack at this. Until you admit where you messed up, you're going to continue to dig a hole for yourself. The older you get, you don't have time to keep repeating these same mistakes. So this is why I titled this show, Learning from Mistakes with Faith. Faith means I have a total dependency and I trust God to help me get to where I'm trying to go. You got to stop trusting your gift, your skill, your talent, your know-how. Yeah, sure. You got a gift. You got a talent. You got some knowledge. You got this. Nothing wrong with that. But when we talk about faith, we're talking about putting our faith in a God that has all power. You don't have all power. You don't have all wisdom. You don't have all knowledge. You don't have all understanding. So we have to learn and then place all of our confidence in a God that does. And so just admitting it and saying, hey, man, you know what? I did. It was me. According to the scripture, you get another chance. You find mercy. You find something that you wasn't supposed to find. You get help that you were not supposed to get. God doesn't like cocky people. He doesn't like people that are proud or haughty. But I'm telling you today, if you want to get this door open for you again, you're going to have to admit where you messed up and watch what God will do for you. Only God can help you to recover time. You can't recover time on your own. Lost time don't have to be lost. He will help you to redeem the time. And that's what we should be after today. What a profound scripture. I want to give you five things I want you to consider. I want you to write them down if you can. If not, go back and listen to this podcast again and again, because we all have made mistakes. But check this out. We don't all admit it. We all make mistakes, but we don't begin again with faith. And as people of God, I'm not talking about people that don't believe in God or not followers of Christ, but I'm talking about if you are, there's a secret here that will help you get back what you lost in ways that you cannot believe. And a lot of it has to do with just admitting that you were wrong. Here are five things. Here's number one. This is not profound, but it is something that you're going to say, oh yeah, I know this. But many times we say we know stuff, but we don't. Here's number one. Acknowledge and accept mistakes. You got to acknowledge it. You got to say, I was wrong. Man, I know people, they cringe. They would rather jump off a bridge than say, I was wrong. Man, pride is a huge thing in people's life. Most of us are prideful. I'm telling you, and it's what's going on in our heart. But we have to acknowledge it, watch this, and accept it. This is where I messed up. This is what I did, and this is where I messed up. And watch what God will do. Let me give you an application of this to help you, because I want to encourage some humility this time in your life where you've lacked humility. I want you to get some humility. I want to encourage humility and acknowledging and accepting it. Watch this, without shame or denial. There's no shame in saying I messed up. There's no shame in admitting I was wrong. But why? Because admitting our faults, it opens the door that was closed. It opens the door to growth. It opens the door to forgiveness. It opens the door to another level you couldn't get access to. Some people just are trying to figure out, how come I can't get access to where I'm trying to go? I'm telling you, that door is shut because you refuse to admit that you messed up. So I want to encourage you to reflect on recent errors and openly acknowledge them, openly admit it, and if necessary, fix the thing that caused the infraction in the first place. We have to be willing to go beyond our comfort zone. We got to be willing to go beyond what we are unwilling to do. Watch this. If you want to be successful, how do we know successful people? Because the world talks about this, preaches this, churches talk about who's successful, who's not. Success is not always a nice car and a lot of money and being able to travel and go here and go there. I want you to look at success through the lens of the scripture. Success in God's eyes is admitting when you made a mistake. Success in God's eyes is saying I was culpable and asking for forgiveness. That's true success. So if in fact we see somebody really living a good life, somewhere in there, there's a word called humility, where this person is humble, where they can say that I messed up and they don't have a problem saying it to other people that they wronged. Watch this. You can admit maybe that you were wrong, but can you say you were wrong in how you treated another person? That's two different things. It's one thing to admit it in your heart, which is good, but it's another thing to confess it. And this is what I'm trying to get at. And I'm going to read to you Proverbs 28 and 13, but I'm going to read this to you in another rendition. I gave it to you in the Living Bible, but I want to give this one to you in another translation. It says, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces it, they find mercy. Is that not what we're trying to do? We're trying to find a way forward. We're trying to find mercy. Mercy is what we don't deserve, but he gives it to us anyway. We were wrong, should have been condemned for it, but because God is good, he grants us mercy. So I want to help you to acknowledge some humility in your life, acknowledging, accepting mistakes, as I said, without shame or denial, admitting our faults gets that door to open up for us and move us into a season that we did not have access to. And again, I want you to hear me. You don't have the time to keep making the same mistakes. As you get older and older, the time is fleeting. It's supposed to be golden years for some of you, and you keep making the same mistakes because you won't admit that you were wrong. And doing that, and then doing it to the person that you wronged, watch how God begins to open up doors that were permanently closed. Watch how God starts showering his favor on you where you couldn't access favor. Some people cannot access the next level. It's like they got blinders on, and they do, because God won't show you the path forward when your heart is just not right. God don't want to bless people that's got a wicked and corrupt heart. He wants you to be just like him. Number two, seek God's guidance and wisdom. This is what we're going to do this time. When we make a mistake, we're going to do it this time with faith. We're going to acknowledge that we messed up. We're going to learn from it, and we're going to seek God's guidance, and we're going to get some wisdom on the matter. Notice what it says in James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, and we all do, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. How amazing is that? But can I tell you something? When people are in pride, when they won't admit, they won't ask anyone, let alone God. Now, how you gonna move forward when you won't even ask the one who got it? We're not talking about asking everybody on the street. Everybody on the street that you meet don't have God's wisdom. But God says, you got access to me. Some people, I know Christians who have never even considered to ask God. I'm telling you, they'll ask everyone else, but they won't ask God. They've got some type of thing here where they can't even consider what is right. We don't want that to be you. Again, the scripture says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. He gives generously. Man, watch this. To all, and he's not finding fault, and it will be given to him. This is clear cut. Let's give the application of this, because I want to teach the importance of seeking God's guidance when we're learning from a mistake. God says, I want to guide you. I want to help you. I want to generously pour out my mentality and my mind, because I don't want you to be in this situation ever again. So we're going to learn to pray for wisdom. Yeah, wisdom just don't come. You got to ask for it. In our prayer time, we have to say, thank you, God, that I have the wisdom of you, that every time I ask for your guidance, you give it to me. Every time I'm caught in a place I don't want to be in, I can bow my head and I can access your heart, and you'll open up your good treasures of wisdom and revelation and discernment. I reflected on my errors. I made a mistake. I got caught up, but you are going to give me a way forward. You're going to bless me bountifully. You're going to tell me things the world don't know. You're going to give me secrets and hidden gems and revelation untold. You're going to help me recover where I lost the money and how I lost the love in my relationship, why I have certain issues within my relationship building with my children. God says, I'm going to touch every area of your life. So I want to encourage you to to ask God. I want to encourage you in this season to get close to God. Here's another one right in here in number two. When we talk about seeking God's wisdom and guidance, I want you to stop being mad with God. Uh-oh, how about that? Some of us are so mad with God, that's why we won't talk to him. But can I tell you something? God is not your problem. God is not your enemy. You got fired from the job, they let you go. That's the choice they made. That's not something God did. Why do we blame God and let the devil off the hook? Why do we do this? Some people say, well, if there was a God, he would do this. Or why is he allowing poverty? Why is he allowing murderers to run loose? Why is he allowing this? God is not allowing this stuff. These people are making decisions and choices. Do we not understand that free will is not free will if I don't have the ability to do what I want to do? See, if God is forcing you, it ain't free will. Stop blaming God for poverty. Stop blaming God for lack. Stop blaming. That's not God. Every time we blame God, we let the devil off the hook. We're not going to let the enemy off the hook. We're going to realize that God loves, he cares, and unless people are seeking God's heart, they'll never find it. Unless people are seeking God's way, they'll never find it. Unless people are trying to live right and accessing God's wisdom, they will never do it. So we got to get more wise here and stop thinking that just because God is all powerful, he gonna force people to do the right thing. Here's my question. Did he do that for you? Did he force you to do something you didn't want to do? Did he force you to stop going places you didn't want to go? Again, free will is not free will if I don't have the will to do what I want to do. But see, when we understand the will of God, we understand, I got to seek it. I got to pursue it. I got to want it. Here's number three. I don't want to dwell too much on number two. Number three, we got to reflect on lessons learned. I always ask people, what did you learn? If you can't answer that question, you're going to repeat the same mistake again. So I'm asking you, if you made a mistake, because we all do, what did you learn from it? I'm talking about what did you learn? Because you can ask somebody that and they can start again, blame deflecting, pointing at the other people. But I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and I want you to ask yourself this question. What did I learn? What did you truly learn from a bad marriage? What did you truly learn from bankruptcy? What did you truly learn from running your mouth and not controlling it? What did you learn from going off and why you don't have the friends you used to have? What did you learn? Until you learn a lesson, you're going to repeat it again and again. And we don't want you to be a repeat offender. Notice what Psalms 119, verse number 59 says. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I like that. I've considered my ways. I've learned from my ways. Watch this. And now I can turn and put my steps in your path for my life and get where I'm trying to go. It's like you driving with somebody and they don't want to admit they don't know where they're going. So they're just driving and driving and driving. You're like, come on, man. We supposed to be here an hour ago. Why are we still driving? Why can't you admit you don't know where you're going and ask for help? That's how we are in life. We pretend we going somewhere, but we going nowhere fast. Here's the application of this. I want you to understand how to have a reflective process. We don't do much reflection, but we're going to do this now because we're going to learn from mistakes with faith. So there's a reflective process and we're going to extract lessons from our mistakes. I want to encourage you even to start journaling and writing some things down. Write down what you did. See, when we write down something, we can see it and we can make a connection with it and we can own it and say, I'm going to write this down, but also I'm going to reflect on it and I'm going to have an opportunity to identify patterns. I'm going to identify causes of error. I'm going to identify where I can discern and grow. So I want you to be encouraged like never before to align yourself with some biblical principles like this that I read to you in Psalms 119:59, where now we can see the way forward. Now we can see what we need to do next. I want to encourage you to do this. Here's point number four. Make amends and take corrective action. I'm going to say that again because this is really important. Make amends and take corrective action. If you really wrong somebody and you're unwilling to make amends and take corrective action, have you really learned from your mistakes with faith? I don't think so. Because anytime you make a mistake and you injure somebody with your mouth or with your hands or whatever the case may be, you have to make amends for that. You just can't say, I'm sorry. That's not good enough. You got to make people whole. If you promised somebody you was going to do something and you didn't, and because of what you promised, you messed them up financially, you got to make amends for that, because that's what people of God do. Notice what the scripture says here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, the scripture says, leave your gift there in front of the altar. Go first and be reconciled to them and then come back and offer your gift. Here's why. God is saying, how can you give me something when you are directly at odds with your brother and sister? See, God is connective, and this is what we miss. He's a connecting kind of God. You can't do me wrong and then go offer God a gift. He said, because the way you show me, God says, that you love me is how you treat your brothers and sisters. He said, leave your gift there and go get reconnected with your brother and sister. This is what God said. This ain't what I'm saying. This is what God is saying. Many times we just go on and on and on. We keep offering God a gift that he's not accepting because we are not in right relationship with our brothers and sisters. See, if it's one thing to get your vertical relationship with God, it's another thing to get your horizontal relationship with God. We got to be great at both. When we wrong God vertically, we got to honor that. When we wrong the people of God horizontally, we got to honor and fix that. We don't want any wiggle room in our walk with God. So here's the application of this. I want you to begin to make an amends and taking corrective action and repair any harm caused by your mistake. I don't care how long ago it was. You don't even know how you've injured people. They may never say nothing to you, but they're hurting behind what you did. And you know you did it. Now, there may be some things you didn't know you did. So the Holy Spirit, I believe, is going to bring those things up. Once you admit it, you got to go fix it. Go and fix it. Go. Yes, that's what I said. Go and fix it. You have to repair it. See, that's what insurance does. Got car insurance. You hit somebody's car. I don't know nobody. You hit their car, you messed it up. And then you say, I'm sorry, hop back in your car and drive off. No, you got to fix that. You got to fix my car. You got to make me whole again. And here's the thing. Many people are broken, obviously, because of what somebody else did, but they never went back to fix it. And that's what I'm trying to say to you today. So I want you to be encouraged. In other words, I'm saying to you, some of you are afraid to go do this because you don't know how you're going to be received. There's that pride again. Get pride out the way and get fear out the way and get some courage to apologize, seek forgiveness, make financial restitution, be aggressive about this and all the consequences and different things that have happened, et cetera, own it and watch God begin to bless you. This could involve, again, reconciliation or striving to be better in the future, or like I said before, some level of restitution or monetary something to make somebody whole. Because you're the reason they walking with a limp. You're the reason they're untrusting. You're the reason that they're where they are. And you don't want that kind of blood on your hands. Fix it today. Finally, number five. I'm on my way out of here. Embrace grace and move forward in faith. Embrace it. Embrace God's grace. That's what he told the Apostle Paul. He said, my grace is going to be your strength. I'm not going to remove the thorn. So we're not going to talk about that. But I'm going to provide some grace to help you move more powerfully in the thing that I've called you to do. Notice what the scripture says here in Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I like that. You talked about all four of these. Now, the last one, number five, we're going to embrace grace and we're going to move forward in faith. I'm moving forward trusting God. I'm moving forward in humility. I'm moving forward and leaning totally on God's grace to give me the strength that is necessary so we're not repeating the same mistakes. Here's how we're going to apply this today. I want to encourage you to embrace God's love. He's reaching out for you today. Don't run. Embrace it. Run to him. Throw your arms around him. Say, God, I need you. You got to say this to God. Sometimes we just, again, here's pride. Pride don't want to admit that they have a need. We know you have it. We see you struggling. But you gotta admit and say, God, I need you. I need you. I can't make it without you. I can't do this life without you. And I'm telling you, you're going to find God's grace when you verbally say it. I want to remind you that mistakes happen, but they don't define your identity and your worth. They don't. So when you mess up, you make a mistake, it don't define you. Yeah, it's not the way it's going to be always, but I want to encourage you to keep looking forward with the mindset of learning that the past is not going to creep up into your present and destroy your future progress. You're going to nip mistakes in the bud. You're going to be corrective about it. You're going to own it. You're going to fix things that you messed up. But you're going to embrace God like never before because we're trusting in God's faithfulness to guide us forward into the future that belongs to you. I want you to do this today. I want you to consider these five that I've given you. Whatever stands out to you the most, I want you to get on it today, not tomorrow. Get on it today because as the scripture says, we want to get another chance at what we failed in. God is standing there right now with his arms wide open for you. Well, that's all that I wanted to share with you today. I pray this episode helped you. If it did, send me an email at info@thomasadeloach.com. I read those emails and I will respond back to you. If this is your first time listening to me, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Empower You. I appreciate you so much. I pray that I've gained a new listener. Do me a favor and share what you have listened to today with another friend. Email them this episode and say, hey, man, I found this guy, Thomas A. DeLoach. He's really good. He's really helped me. Maybe he can help you. Do me a favor. I'm trying to grow my channel, grow my influence in the lives of people, because at the end of the day, I just want to help you to be empowered in your walk with God. Listen, I'm praying for you, believing God's best for you. I want you to know that this is your finest hour. Even in the midst of mistakes, God is going to open up his light, his love, his strength to you like never before. If you do something different, if you make a move towards God, he will make a move towards you. I'm telling you, he'll do it every time. All right, I'm praying for you again. Thank God for you as always. And I want you to remember to be empowered. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to my show, To Empower You. If you were blessed,
inspired, and encouraged, please send me a praise report, prayer request, or show ideas to info@thomasadeloach.com. And follow me on Instagram at Thomas A. Deloach and Facebook at Dr. Thomas A. Deloach. And remember, you can go to my website anytime at www.thomasadeloach.com. Until next time, be empowered.